Joey claims, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to another Gangus and Ragman show interview, where the boys chew the fat with both veterans and newcomers in the industry. So without further ado, I'm gonna pour me a pint and kick back as I turn things over to tonight's guest. Take it away.
Hi, this is Ronnie Atkins of Nordic Union, and you're listening to Gangus Ragman Show. Horns up.
Ragman and just a rock vocal legend, Mr. Ronnie Atkins. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing today?
Howdy, now. I'm doing fine. I'm doing good.
I have been a fan for many, many years, sir. Pretty Maids has been one of those bands I've followed since the early 80s. And, man, your pipes are as good as they were 30 years ago. You sounded awesome.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks a lot. I hope so. I'm doing everything I can. I mean, smoking the annual 20 cigarettes a day and a couple of beers, you know, that helps.
Well, beer helps everything.
No, beer helps everything. Everything. Absolutely everything, yeah.
Well, hey, let's talk about Nordic Union. Can you kind of tell us how this came together? When I heard you were involved in a project outside of Pretty Maids, I was like pretty excited just to hear what it would sound like. How did this union come together?
Well, I had a request from Frontiers Records in, you know, in the spring of 2014 when we played the Frontiers Festival by Serafino, who asked me to, you know, to participate on an album, you know, where I was supposed to sing 10, 11 songs with a at the time being unspecified producer and songwriter, you know. And you know, I was a little reluctant to do it to begin with, because I mean, I didn't have any plans of doing any solo album or anything like that. And this is not a solo album anyway, you know. But I mean, at the end of the day, I just agreed to do it. I mean, if it was good quality songs, you know, and it was something that I could relate to and something I could see myself doing, you know. But it actually went quite some time before I actually had the first two songs. I think I had the first two songs from Eric Martinson in March last year. And the first two songs I had was Hypocrisy and When Death Is Calling. And when I heard these two songs, I just said, well, this is good stuff. I mean, if we can keep up that standard, that would be pretty cool. And then I'd be keen to do it. So you know, that's basically it. And then I, and he just kept on coming up with songs, and this is what we got now, an album.
Well, were you familiar with Eric's work in Eclipse or Wet?
Well, I was a bit, you know. I heard my partner in Pretty Maids, Kenny, actually played me some songs that he'd done. And it was actually, I mean, about the same time where I had these songs and Eric was brought into the picture. So I knew that he was a good songwriter, you know. And I knew a little about Eclipse. We'd met him a couple of times on festivals. But I never really talked, had any deep conversations with him. And we never talked about it, the two of us, you know. So it was basically a thing Frontiers brought up. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I didn't talk to him. Well, I talked to him on the phone and I mailed with him. But we actually didn't meet in person until like a month ago when we shot a video in Sweden. So, I mean, it's a pretty weird things of doing. A pretty weird way to do things, I think, you know, for me, because I always... When I recorded with Pretty Maids in the past, it was always a band thing, you know, and there was a social aspect to it, you know, like being together in the creative process, you know, writing together, rehearsing together, recording all the basic tracks together, you know. So it's the first time I've ever done anything where I just had like MP3 files sent to me, and then I booked some time in the studio, which is just an hour away from me, and went and recorded it. So it's been kind of a different thing. With a different approach, yeah.
It's pretty interesting because Frontiers, I guess, has been doing this. I don't know if you know Harry Hess from Harum Scarum. He did a record like this, but he just called it Hess, so it almost sounded like more of a kind of a solo record, but he had no involvement except for his pipes, you know, him singing. Did you get involved in any of the lyrics or anything like that, or was this all Eric?
Well, no, it was basically, it's all lyric stuff. I mean, I think I've written two lyrics, you know, because I mean, to begin with, he asked me if I wanted to be a part of the creative process, which I kindly declined because, you know, at the same time, we were start working on a new Pretty Maids album, and I didn't want to mix things up, you know. I didn't want to send the signal to nor the guys in the band or anybody else that I was, I mean, where do you draw the line? You know, it would have been very complicated, and I'm fine, you know, with being one of the main songwriters in Pretty Maids, and that's it. That's cool for me. So Eric eventually was under pressure, and he asked me to write two lyrics, and that's what I've done. But I mean, of course, what I have done is that I've done things the way I normally record, and the way I'm, you know, had a little impact on the vocals, of course, when I did them. You know, I changed maybe a few bits and pieces here and there, but small things really. And then I did the harmonies, like I do the harmonies, and sometimes I put an octave underneath it, so it gave it kind of my own trademark, you know.
Oh yeah,
so
for sure.
So that's about it, you know. But the core of the songs was definitely his, absolutely, yeah. Well, and good songs too.
Oh, I agree. It was kind of funny because when I read the first press release, it says, you know, it's going to sound kind of like Pretty Maids, of course, because it's Ronnie Atkins singing, but it's the more melodic side. I was like, okay, this is going to be kind of a tuned down Pretty Maids type thing. And I got to tell you, there's a nice little crunch to it too. So it's heavier than I expected it was going to be. It's really a really strong record.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I got to say that. I mean, I knew it was going to be a good record, you know, from the very beginning. I mean, but yeah, I mean, if you'd compare in comparison, I'd say I'd probably, yeah. I mean, if you listen to it in context of the Pretty Maids stuff, I'd probably compare it to the more lighter side of Pretty Maids, you know. But then again, it's got some good, really good guitar riffs as well. You know, I mean, it's just good rock and roll. I got to say that. If you're into melodic hard rock, I'm sure you'll enjoy this album. I hope so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, what's going to be the first single? My guess is it's going to be The War Has Begun, but I could be wrong there.
No, it's not, actually. The first video is going to be... Well, I think the first song that was released was When Death Is Calling, which was another one of my favorite tracks from the album. No, the single that's coming... The video that's coming out is a song called Hypocrisy. We'll be right back.
the crimson sky. And all our dreams took away my doubts. I never saw it come, and now I know it's all a lie. Water flowing down the stream. I try to cleanse the shame and all the guilt. Turn to ashes in my mouth. War is coming, everything I knew I saw a lie. Yeah, Caroline, Caroline. Everything was just a lie. Caroline, you're living in hypocrisy. Yeah, Caroline, Caroline. Everything was just a
Yeah, which in fact was the very first song I heard. You know, it's a funny story is when I heard the song first time, you know, I played it to my wife and I said, "What do you think about this?" "Wow, he sounds great. I mean, you shouldn't sing that." He said, "Oh, all right, thank you." I said, "We've been married for 25 years, you know." So I mean, Eric is a good singer. I mean, seriously, he is. But it was a little weird actually to go and record a song where you actually already thought that I felt that, hey, this is good stuff. He's a great singer, you know, and it sounds really good, you know. I thought, how can I destroy that, you know? Well, anyway, I mean, I approached it a little differently, but that was the first song. That was the kind of the song that sort of kicked the whole thing into motion, kind of, you know.
It's a killer tune. That's funny what you said about your wife. My wife would say the same thing to me.
You're right.
Let's talk about The War Has Begun. That starts off the record. And, man, I tell you what, that's the one that has just got into my brain and won't let go. And I'm, like, walking around singing all day. How did that – I guess I asked a lot of the artists how the song comes together, but it's like it was an MP3 and then I sang it. But did you have any kind of a story of, you know, hearing that for the first time and what you thought?
I just had that song. I mean, Eric just, you know, I had a song, you know, within when it fit into his schedule and stuff. You know, I just had the songs between March and September this year, and I think I had The War Has Begun was around. I had The War Has Begun and Wide Awake came at the same time, you know, and I really liked both songs, you know. So the story is that I just like him, you know. there's so many. I mean, I can't really tell you much about it because I didn't write him. But I mean, it was just fantastic actually to receive 10 or 11 songs where I didn't really have a lot of complaints about them, you know. I mean, the only thing I said to him during the process, maybe try to write some songs in a different tune, you know, so they don't so they're not in the same key all of them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I asked him to write a ballad at some point, which he did. Well, that was kind of sort of the only impact I had on the process as such, you know. So that's pretty weird. But on the other hand, you know, what's been nice for me doing this process has been that I didn't have, like, you know, the overall responsibility when it comes to writing as I kind of have with as being one of the main writers with Pretty Mage, you know. So I could sort of feel free, you know. I just had the whole thing delivered, you know. It's like having breakfast served in the bed, right? You know, and just go and do my own thing with him, you know. So that was pretty nice.
Yeah, when I talked to Harry Hess, you know, a couple of years ago when he did his, that's what he had said too. He said it was kind of nice because he's kind of like the main songwriter and is very involved in the process, but just getting something served on a silver platter and going in, he said it was a really weird feeling and experience, but it was kind of refreshing at the same time just because there was no real stress. It's just, okay, I just got to go sing and maybe make a video.
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't say it in any other way. That's how I felt too. I mean, so, that was nice.
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad you mentioned to Eric that you wanted a ballad on there. I think every heartbeat is just a really, really good, strong power ballad. You don't get a lot of those these days.
Absolutely. You know, that's the kind of songs I like to sing sometimes, occasionally, right? I mean, I love ballads, you know, when they're well-produced and well-written, you know. That was just a good song, another good song, you know. It's one of my favorites as well. The reason why I asked for it was just to get, like, a little, you know, variety, you know, in the structure of the songs. That was basically it, you know, because, I mean, I think I had four or five songs in a row that had kind of the same beat. I mean, they were very good, you know, but it sounded a bit like the same beat and flow and stuff like that, you know. That's why it was kind of refreshing when I heard The War Has Begun, Wide Awake as well, and Every Heartbeat, you know, because it's they're a little different compared to some of the others, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as the rhythm goes and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, Wide Awake's another really, really strong song, just kind of an infectious chorus that you're singing all day too.
Yeah, it's just good songs. I really have difficulties in finding. I mean, I don't really think there's any fillers on this album, you know. That is, I guess it's kind of rare these days, isn't it? I mean, it's just good songs, I gotta say, and I think most of the songs will, you know, stay in your goddamn brain for a while when you heard them. You know, that's how I felt when I had you, because I mean, I've been listening to them like people has been listening. Well, as people will be listening to them when the album comes out, you know, because I had the songs as well, you know, more or less finished. So I know what it's like.
Well, is there a track? You've mentioned a couple you've liked pretty well. Is there one that stands out as your total favorite at the moment?
I think it's, well, now I haven't heard it actually for a while, but I mean, it's, there's a lot of good. I think Wide Awake was one of my favorite songs, really. And every heartbeat. What do you want? I mean, what can I do? I mean, that was five, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Mean, and I like Falling as well. 21 Guns. I mean, you can go on. I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite for me, really.
Yeah, I agree.
If I could pick the whole album, I'll do that.
Well, that's perfect. Well, Ronnie, let's talk about something else real quick. You're going to be busy with Avantasia, it sounds like. Going on the road with them for a little while?
Yeah. I mean, I recorded like, I'm on two tracks and a bonus track on the new album. Not like I'm doing bits and pieces, you know, doing a B part here, a verse there, and a chorus there, like always with Avantasia, because there's so many singers involved. I was asked to do this by Toby a long time ago. We talked about it even on the last tour in 2013. So this time, I mean, pretty much taking a break from the live thing this spring and most of the summer as well, you know. So, I mean, I could easily fit it in. And I'm doing this Avantasia thing was going to be a world tour, but before that, we actually start recording the new Pretty Mates album, which we'll start recording in a week or two from now, doing the basic tracks, you know. So I'm more than busy right now with all kinds of stuff, you know. And then we're going to hit the road with Mates and probably around October this year. You know, another European tour, hopefully some dates in America, if possible. So we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Can you talk any about the direction of the new Pretty Mates record? Is it going to be kind of picking up where Motherland left off? Or
it'll be kind of the same lineup, you know, and we'll be working with Jacob Hansen again. And if I think it will be something, it might be a little heavier.
Nice.
But let's see. I mean, that can change. I'll tell you, that can change. I can't say anything before we decide on which tracks we're going to use. And we're still working on it. We're still very much under pressure, you know, but that's like it always has been, you know. So we probably end up writing a song or two in the studio as well, you know. But that's how it is right now. It won't be that far from what we're all about, you know. It's Pretty Mates is Pretty Mates. But if it will take a different direction, I think I have a feeling that it'll be maybe a bit heavier.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
But let's see. We've still got a long way to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's very, very early stages. When do you think, you said maybe October you guys might hit the road. So are you looking to have like maybe an early fall release?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll hit the road if the album comes out. But that's the plan. Is the album should be out in September, October, and that's where we're at right now. That's all I can kind of say right now.
Sure.
But but the album has to be good before we release it. You know, so it's. I'm sure it will be.
Perfect. Well, I've got a great place for you to start the tour if you can get the support. Come down to Texas where it's nice and hot, so you can escape the winter next year.
Oh, I'd love to. We all love to go to America. I mean, a lot of people ask us, why don't you come to America and play, you know? And you know, we have a lot of male mails. We have a lot of people on the internet, you know, asking, why don't you come to the USA and play? We'd love to, you know, but it's not that easy. It's always a, you know, financial issue, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it takes a good agency, it takes a promoter, maybe go out with another band or something, or a three-bill thing, you know. But let's see what happens. It's just, it's not that easy. And I don't think everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah. It's true. I was encouraged this year because Blind Guardian made it to the States this year and did a little tour, and Gravedigger was here, and Dragon Force came. So we got a little spurt towards the end of the year, which is encouraging to see, you know, bands that are huge in Europe but not so big in the States come over and do it. And seeing the arena pretty full was even very encouraging as well.
Ah, cool. That's cool. I mean, I know we're going to do the Monsters of Rock thing in October from L.A. to Mexico. And the plan is, if possible, maybe to do one or two gigs or something in America before we go there. But let's see. I can't confirm anything because it's unconfirmable. Whatever you say.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't say it. But I mean, we'd love to. I mean, basically, we'd love to play everywhere that people want to see us, you know. And especially, it would be great to break some new territories now and then, you know. But let's see what happens.
Perfect. Well, Ronnie, before we let you go, is there anything you want to tell the fans out there?
Well, thanks for your support. Thanks to all the people that listen to Pretty Mates during the years. Thank you for your support. And I hope you dig this new thing, Nordic Union. I hope you'll love it as much as we do, as I do.
Oh, it's awesome. Congratulations. It's a really, really strong record. And it's going to be one of the faves. It's going to be one of those top picks at the end of the year, I got a feeling.
Yeah, that'll be great. That's nice. Well, it's a good start, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Cool, when you get something this strong beginning of the year, you're like, man, it's going to be a good year for metal.
It must be. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Well, we did our best anyway. So, I mean, let's see what people think.
Perfect. Well, Ronnie, we want to thank you for coming on the RightToRock.com on the Gigas and Ragman show. It's an honor to talk to you. And we want to tell all the fans to grab Nordic Union off Frontiers Records. It comes out on January 29th. It's an awesome, awesome new record. We'll get in your brain, and you'll be singing these songs nonstop.
Sounds good.
Ronnie, thank you again. It was awesome talking to you, man.
You're welcome, man. Nice talking to you too, Alan.
Hey, good luck with everything, and maybe we can catch up with you when that new Pretty Maids comes out.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
We hope you check out our website at therighttorock.com, where you can find music and video reviews, along with occasional bits of other metal and beer-related info. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Our show's posted on a regular schedule, but we average a couple a month, so feel free to leave a review and tell your friends so we can spread the word. But above all, please check out the artists we play on the show, and support good music wherever you find it by buying from your favorite merchants. And that definitely includes the amazing Tracy G. We love you, brother, who writes all of our original theme music. You can find him online at TracyG.com, so check him out. Well, that's it, and there it is. I'm your announcer, Joey Clams, reminding you to drink good beer, support good music, and keep those horns up.